Okay,
There we go.
recording says it has started. So I will call the annual meeting of the Grand Isle Consolidated Water District to order at 6:33 p.m. Physical location at the water plant. And myself as a I'm here as a member. Warren Stedman is here as a guest. Joe Danis is here as a guest electronically, and members here electronically are Court Perry and Matthew Brooks. It is the annual meeting, so whoever's here is the quorum. Start with the minutes from last year. Did folks get a chance to look at those on the website or
Yes.
Did anybody have any corrections or motion to adopt?
So moved to adopt.
Or it moves
Second
to
it.
adopt. And the second was from Matthew. So if we just keep that pattern, that'll make it easier for the minutes. Any further discussion? All in favor of adopting the minutes from last year, say aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are approved. Then go to elections. This time there are 3 1-year positions open. My term has expired as of the end of the year, but I am willing to run again. Does anyone want to make a nomination?
I'll nominate Michael Einers for another 3-year term.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, that means that would leave us with two vacancies. If we so no one has no one knows of anyone else who wants to be nominated.
Nope.
All right. Well then, I guess hearing no other nominations, all in favor of electing Michael Inners to a 3-year term and leaving no two positions vacant, say aye.
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 Opposed? I continue. Chairman, 1-year term. Any nominations?
Janine?
Janine Banks.
Okay. Was that Court who made that nomination?
I did initially, but Matthew gave the full name.
Okay, so Matthew, you've nominated Janine Banks as chair. I understand that Janine would accept if she was able to be present. Any other nominations?
Nope.
Hearing none. All in favor of electing Janine Banks as chair, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Never burning through this. Treasurer, 1-year term. I am willing to serve again.
I'll not nominate Michael Einers for his treasurer.
Okay, Court has nominated Michael Inners. Any other nominations? Hearing none, all in favor of electing Michael Inners as treasurer for the next year, please say aye.
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 Opposed? All right. And finally, clerk, currently vacant. Anybody want to make a nomination for clerk?
No.
Hearing none, we'll proceed with the position vacant. It really is going to be important that we try and find somebody to do that role, though, because I think we start needing to sign paperwork for things. We're going to need, usually they want a clerk's signature. So just keep that in mind. So the budget. I think you've all seen the budget I emailed
No,
out.
I sent an email with two requests.
Okay. The budget that was forwarded from the board was a little bit higher initially, but I'm proposing that we reduce equipment to from 10,000 to 1,000.
I wanted to raise that to two.
You want to raise that to two, okay?
Yeah, because the previous years we had it at three.
Okay. It's
Just
been
because that
kind
could
of,
be eaten up pretty quickly.
yeah, this is 10 for minor. For minor purposes, we'll see what people think about it. The other change that I had made is I did increase laboratory services to 5,200. That's adding 1,200 from the budget we discussed in November. And that's because we will need to have two additional PFAS tests next year. We need a total of four, I believe, Joe.
Yep.
And there are 600 each. And we had planned on two when we did the budget
I think
initially,
we
but
had originally planned on one, but there are contingencies like in that. So I think where we're at is fine.
okay. So do you want to explain the new rule?
Yeah, I still don't know that much about it, but they are changing the way we do PFAS testing again. They're changing, doing a rewrite of the Chapter 21 rule. And they're going to be making us take two samples twice a year. And this is across the board. And from what I believe, it doesn't matter what any of your previous results are. They're trying to get a clean slate. And we're not sure, the consistency or frequency that this testing is gonna have over the next few years.
But definitely, at least they're gonna want at least two testings of two samples each, right? Next year.
Yes. Yep.
That's determined. I saw the email on that too. It was like, we're not really at much risk of PFAS, but
No.
the rules are the rules will be the rules. Did you have any other comments, Joe?
Yeah, there was one. I just wanted to increase the backwash tank pumping slightly. That was line 1305. We had it at 3,600, but I want to bump it up to either 38 or 4,000 because the last time we had the tanks pumped, it was 1,900 and change.
Sounds like
So I feel like
4,000.
if we keep, I feel like if we keep it at the 3,000 or 3,600, we're gonna, definitely go over next year.
Okay, so it would still be a reduction from the initial budget we put out, but it would not
Yes.
be as much as the one that I put out earlier today. Adding 1,400 to that would end up increasing our rates by about half. About 0.2%. And I didn't do the math, but I'm doing that in my head, but still keep us under 3% for the rate increase. How do
Okay. I
people feel about that?
think that's a good budget at this point.
It's fine.
With Joe's suggested amendments?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we can. Yeah, it's I'll have to recalculate it and send out the final amount, but it'll be $1,400 higher than the one I sent out this afternoon. But still about $7,500 less than the one we talked about back in November. And the 10,000 changing that to 10,000 was based upon from 10,000 down to 1 or 2,000 for the equipment. Was the equipment the 10,000 was just sort of a random, almost random estimate for improving the communication between Bell Hill and Lover's Lane tanks. We really don't know how much that's going to cost, and it's really a capital project and can be appropriately be paid for out of the capital funds. So they didn't seem to need to put into the operating budget. The main impact on the operating budget is the carbon. We added $15,000 for half of a carbon change out. That's the big impact on the budget. And I think that my feeling at least was that the users were very concerned about, you know, when we had the problems because the carbon had expired and was not doing its job, and that it's important, you know, it's both important and people would understand, you know, our provision to do regular change outs.
Right.
Even if it doesn't result in a rate increase. So that was sort of my take on it.
Yep.
And if people ask, that's the explanation I would give, is that we've decided to go to a fixed replacement schedule and building that into the budget.
Yep.
I agree.
The rest of the changes really are just sort of re-estimating things based on newest information. Saving a little here, a little bit up there. You know, that's sort of those sort of changes. So someone wants to make a motion.
I'll make a motion. We accept the budget as revised this evening.
Second that.
Okay. Any other discussion? Any other questions? I'll recalculate the rate sheet, but it'll probably come out. Yeah, it'll come out like about a buck higher, I think. All right. All in favor of adopting the budget with the suggested amendments?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. We have a budget. That leads us to new business, regular meeting dates and place and time. Anybody have a suggestion on that?
We can leave them as far as I'm concerned.
Yep, same. I like that.
Okay, I'm going to take that as a motion from court. And Matthew seconding to go with the third Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. physical location at the plant with a hybrid option.
Yep.
So that's what we've been doing. All right. Any other discussion? All right. All those in favor of setting our meeting dates, say aye.
Aye.
Right. And the bylaw changes. I'm going to presume unless somebody wants to object, that we continue with our post with the posting that Janine does on, you know, at the town office A and B in the post office and online. Unless anybody wants to direct her to do something different.
Nope.
Okay. Janine drafted bylaw amendments. I don't know if you saw them or had a chance to look at them. The main changes are giving us flexibility on setting the annual meeting in December. So that it's changing it from being a specific Wednesday in December to just say it will be held in December. A little bit of cleanup of language on the posting of notices. Clarifying that the registered voters in Grand Isle who live in the district are the voters for our purposes. Tying it specifically to the Grand Isle Greatly, since that's the only town where we have official members. The provision that we can declare an opposition vacant if the incumbent leaves the district or if they are missed two consecutive meetings without excuse from the chairperson. And just some wording changes on, instead of public water systems owned by the district, to just the district water supply system. Just, yes, she felt that was a better, more elegant wording. So those are the changes. They were posted. They are changeable only at a annual or special meeting of the members. So what's the will of the rest of the group?
I'd move that we accept the bylaws changes as presented.
I second that.
Okay. Okay, any discussion? So in favor of adopting the bylaw changes as posted on our website?
Aye.
That's all the business we have to undertake. This is mostly a pro forma thing with Janine with two of our commissioners absent, including our chair. We were not holding a regular meeting this month. When we get to the January meeting or the February meeting, we will need to adopt the official rates for the March billing.
Yep.
So I'll do those calculations and get those out. Actually the spreadsheet I sent you is probably live. You can probably plug it in yourself if you need to, but I'll send it out. I'll put them in, send it out. It would be my suggestion that's based upon continuing our current practice of setting the debt service based upon the number of connections, just dividing it, and setting the base rate by taking half of the operating budget and dividing it by the connections, and setting the water rate by taking half of the operating budget, dividing it by the numbers, the amount of water we've billed over the last 3 years averaged. And last year, if you saw the actual, we had predicted on the wrong page here. That's what happens when you 654,000 dollars, and we actually brought in 653, so pretty close to the estimate. Yep. So, but that we actually set that once we have a full year and have recalculated all of the debt, all the connection counts. Joe, have you done large users yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah, so need to do that. So yeah, so that's for next.
Wait till after this reading, which you know, we just did this week. I don't have my reports back yet.
Yeah. That's it. Unless someone wants to bring up something else, we're done.
No, I was just curious if Joe knows whether any other right-of-way signatures have come in.
We've gotten, I think, two came in, and three people have talked to me.
Okay.
A couple people lost all their paperwork, so I had to resend it to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an exact number where we're at, but it is slow.
Yeah. Do you know, Tim, Tim Oliver, he's gotten his in yet? No.
Nope.
I got one thing regarding the open commissioner position. Janet's coworker, and I'm sure Janine already knows this, but we might be able to get another person to join at the beginning of next year. He does meet the requirements for the commissioner position, so we'll try to get him. Janine's already been made aware, like I said. And then since our last meeting, the GICWD Facebook page has received 70 views. That's all I got.
All right. All right. We have a motion to adjourn.
Sure.
So moved.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed? We are adjourned at 6:54. Yay. For some reason, the recording thinks it's been 41 minutes, so I don't know why that is, but...
Barbados time must be.
I'd expect Barbados time to go the other direction, but... I think I know why. I think because Warren was logged in earlier.
Oh.
So... Good night, everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great holiday.
See you at the next meeting.
All right.
Yep, see you next year.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Have a good one.